Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Sounds on the beat.
I just hopped up out the train, about to do another show. Cashing my checks in, then I do the woo. Either I'm fast or the city really slow, cause I'm passing them like, bro, let's go. Oh, they mad, huh? Oh, they mad, huh? The gag is I'm a straight anyway. But the gag is I'm a show out all day. And the gag is they gon' tune in anyway. These bitches could never. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Gagging with Jason Lee. My soundboard, I don't know. Yeah, it ain't working. Fuck it. All right, look, I'm back for an all-new show. You know, I'm not in Studio B, which is the bullshit. But Stream Deck, whoever made this damn thing, y'all on some bullshit. And you know who else is on bullshit? Kelvin. The reason why I'm dressed like a goddamn kimono flower is because this motherfucker didn't go get a sweater I could fit. I'm losing all this weight. Anyway, this is Gagging with Jason Lee, and we have an exciting show tonight. It's gonna be messy because Claudia Jordan, she's already watching. I see her. She's on the show tonight. Hi, Claudia. She's here early. See, the thing I love about Claudia, she's a true professional. They just giving everybody talk shows these days. Everybody don't do it. Anyway, let a real bitch keep her, you know, keep doing her thing. I'm so glad that she's here. Let me tell you something. I've known Claudia for a long time. Those of you that have been watching this show, you know, we have a checkered past. She's been shady to me and hurt my feelings a long time ago. This is way before I was as famous as I am now. But now, you know, we're peers. You know, I used to be the person that carried her bags, but here we are. Hi, Claudia. I can't wait till she gets out here because she's a gag. All right, look, she's here, and then I'm going to give you a chance to talk to me and Claudia because nobody serves it better than her but me. But she's here. Okay, look, this is how you're going to do it. Let me give you the number right now. Put it in your phone. It's 1-402-GAGGING. 1-402-GAGGING. And if you want to come and talk to Claudia in person, this is going to be the link to do that. And but be careful though, because you know, you can't come for her. If there's a queen of the shit, you know, besides Wendy, it's her. All right, look, and I'm going to put up a disclaimer right now because I keep getting sued. I'm so sick and tired of Kiana calling me and telling me that I got a lawsuit. And it's typically because Jameer come up here with his bullshit and sharing with the goddamn Reeds. So this is saying right now that there's going to be language on this show that your badass, dirty little kid should not be listening to. Put those motherfuckers to sleep. It also says that I'm going to use a lot of stuff on the internet that I have the right to, so please stop sending those lawsuits, because once you read the DMCA language, you understand that I don't have to take it down. It also says that the Gag Nation, they do all types of narcotics and liquor. And so when they show up, they show out, and please find their Instagrams and sue them directly. All right, look. Now, I just have to tell you, I am on this app called Bego. I'm going to convince Claudia Jordan today to get on Bego because I think she would wake it the fuck up. I think she would make a lot of money. And she would really have a lot of you queens taking your heels and wigs off and running into a closet that you came out of. But either way, Claudia, I think, would be hilarious because she was the mother hen to many of the gays that you see on some of the reality shows, especially some of the struggling ones. I don't know. They never did anything after hanging out with us. Well, look, so now we got to get into the tea with Jason Lee. Clap everybody in the studio because you guys broke the fuck. Yeah. Not screaming. Yeah. Stop. Not no goddamn screaming. Fuck around, made me take this robe off. All right, well, listen, this girl is in the news. Now, look, this is not the best picture of her, but this is what Kelvin put in the teleprompter. At the end of the day, this was her face. I don't know what she was crying about. I don't know. Maybe it was because she got the letter from Macy's that they were going to take out her cookware. You know, she lost everything, or she's losing everything, not because her husband John left her yet, but because she's doing some things online, I guess, bullying people. And we all know that internet bullies are not good people. And I know I get labeled an internet bully at times, but I literally just do my job. All right. Well, Macy's has taken away Chrissy's cravings. The Cravings by Chrissy Teigen line that was marked, quote, unavailable on their website. So if you go to her website to find her cookware, you can't find it. And Target dropped her cookware line, too, following some old tweets. Now, if you know me and Claudia's history, there are tweets out there primarily for me, but she created them. I mean, she caused them. There's tweets out there by me that I would have my cookware line taken off the internet, too. Okay, but this is why I don't rely on working for other motherfuckers, because I got to sign my own checks. Because when the old Jason gets resurfaced, because I do feel like I had a call with NBC today about doing some stuff. Once I get on NBC, then I'm going to get canceled. That, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to come and dick shit up, and I'm going to be canceled. Well, anyway, we're going to go back to Cancellation Chrissy. Okay, so the girl got canceled today, but she issued an apology. Okay, for her attacks on this girl, I guess she was a model too, named Courtney Stodden. We have a picture of Courtney. Okay, now she reminds me of the girl who beat up Nancy Kerrigan with the pole. Remember? So I don't really know if she's modeling JCPenney's or Backpages, but either way, this girl is a model, and I'm not shaming her. So please don't try to cancel me over here at gagging. Courtney, she's 26. Wait, put her back up. White people be looking old. Y'all motherfuckers be looking old early. If you're 26, all this silicone, you done put that tire fixing flat in your titties and your hair, you know goddamn well you ain't ever had no volume. Well, Courtney, she came out last month as non-binary, which means she's sucking dick and licking pussy. Sort of like Caitlyn. Is it Caitlyn? But anyway, she recalled the time that Chrissy would privately DM her and tell her to kill herself on Twitter. And so I guess Teigen had publicly insulted the model back in 2012. Now, it's 2021. I'm going to have to ask you later, do you guys give a fuck about 10-year-old tweets? Because 10-year-old tweets, I was telling you I don't party at black clubs because they shoot people. Y'all know that's real. But they try to call me a colorist. But you know we be shooting each other. These are the tweets, okay? This tweet says, what drugs makes you do that with your mouth? Asking for a friend who really wants to know how to look like an idiot. Thanks. And then she says, do you have a family? She also said, I hate you, and my Friday fantasy is you, dirt nap. Baby. A dirt nap? Damn. Okay, well, Courtney, and I'm not talking about the least favorite Kardashian. Talk about this Courtney, the blonde hair girl. She was widely criticized over her marriage to a 50-year-old when she was only 16 years old. But again, this is shit white people do. This is why I honestly think we really are focusing on the wrong shit. We should have canceled the man that was 50-year-old laying on top of this 16-year-old girl he got from a skate park who was playing with My Little Pony and running around eating sugar pops. Okay? Well, Courtney's mom, that trailer trash hoe, signed off on a marriage certificate. Because she probably thought that Courtney would dig her out the park. Okay, so Courtney and her husband, this is what they look like, okay? This is her new husband?
That's the old husband.
That's the 50-year-old? Yeah. Well, he looks good. She looks like what Christina Aguilera would look like if she didn't get fat. But either way, that's the couple. Now, in March this year, Courtney slammed Chrissy for being a hypocrite and for temporarily leaving Twitter due to negative comments when she herself had made such disparaging comments against the model. Now, Chrissy's apologized. This is what she said, because this is what happens when you got shit to lose. Not a lot of people are lucky enough to be held accountable for their past bullshit in front of the entire world. I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be. I was insecure, attention-seeking troll. I am ashamed and completely embarrassed at my behavior, but that it's nothing compared to how I made Courtney feel. I have worked so hard to give you guys joy and be beloved, and the feeling of letting you down is nearly unbearable. Truly, these were not my only mistakes. It surely won't be my last as hard as I try. But God, I will try. Johnny, take the goddamn screen up. I don't want to read no more. Chrissy, you're a fucking bully. You've been a fucking bully. We've been dealing with your cheeks and jawline for years. Every time you get on the screen and call yourself a supermodel, I don't see what the world sees. I've always been offended by that. But nonetheless, I've put up with it. And, you know, you've lived a privileged life because you're married to a superstar. And if you weren't married to John Legend, I don't think many people would care about you. We don't care when you and your mother are cooking ramen. We don't give a fuck about you having kids. We don't give a fuck about your swim trunks. We don't care if you, we don't give a fuck if you can back float and keep your mouth shut while you're pedaling in hot sauce, sucking on a bonbon. Now, do you even imagine what that would look like? I don't know. But either way, we wouldn't give a fuck. We wouldn't tune in. The biggest moment I know about you in career is when Beyonce came out on the show with you and LL Cool J, but I don't even know the name of that song. What's it called? Lip Sync Battle. See? That's all I know. That and that you are a troll. You are a troll. You are an internet bully. You bullied me. Oh, you bullied me. I'm going to show you. I got receipts of this shit, and I told it to your husband's face. Play that. We appreciate you coming up here, and please tell Chrissy to unblock us. Hollywood,
Hollywood unblocked.
Unlocked, yeah. Unblocked. We love the legends.
I'm gonna find out what happened. She probably doesn't even remember, honestly. Yeah,
she's probably this motherfucker. Well, the truth is, I love the legends. I didn't love the Tegans. I was talking about John and his family. Now, you blocked us for no reason. I don't even troll you. I've never posted anything bad about you. I post your face. That if that's bad, that has to do with you and your family. But I've posted you. And things that you do on the internet, you bully people, you talk about people, you do what I do without getting paid for. You are a free internet troll. Now that you're losing everything, I'm going to go find your cookware and I'm going to burn it in the middle of the street right here in Hollywood where all my white neighbors can call the police, because at the end of the day, karma finds a bitch. See, we don't always have to drag you. All we got to do is sit up and wait, and white people will drag you. It's the people that you praise. Because you don't do the black media, you block us and vilify us, but it's the white people now, they taking you out. Now, I don't know if your apology is going to make your cookware go up. You know what they did to that one white lady? What's the white lady? Paula who? Paula Deen. That girl had cookies, butter, cakes, she had pies, she had everything. What they do? They brought Patty in and moved all her shit to the left, and now we ain't seen Paula Deen since. I don't even, does Paula Deen have sausages? Or that's James Dean? Whatever, the whole Dean family's canceled. I don't want no sausage, unless it's on Bigo. Anyway, Courtney's responded to Chrissy, and this is what she's had to say. She's blocked. Well, I guess you're in good company because she blocked me too. Bye, bitch. All right, look, listen, a lot happened over the week. This rapper named Little Reese, he got shot in the face. I don't know if you've seen this. Now, look, I'm sick and tired of all the rappers getting shot. Every time I look up, there's a rapper getting shot. And I feel really bad for Little Reese. I don't know him. My heart goes out to him and his family. My condolences go out to him. I did call some other rappers to ask about him. And these are rappers who are really rappers, like real big rappers, you know. And I talked to one of them, and he told me that Little Reese wasn't a good person, that he was a nasty guy. So I don't know his history. I know that, you know, he's not, they say he's allegedly not a good person, but either way, I don't even want to see bad people get shot in the face right now. There's only two people. I'm not going to say their names on the show because that'll go viral. And then it'll be Jason Lee wants so-and-so to get shot in the face. I've actually said it on one of the shows. If you go back and watch, I did say one of them that should be dead. But either way, last week, this Chicago rapper Little Reese, he got shot along with two of his friends. Now they said he's in better condition. We don't know. Now there was a video that popped up of him getting shot on the face, and we were going to show it here on the show because some of you probably haven't seen it, but it's very graphic and it went viral. And what I don't understand is this is what we're doing now. When people get shot in the face, we stop and videotape them, because it was only one police officer helping him. Nobody was filming it. I mean, nobody was helping him. People were filming it. And I understand, you know, George Floyd and stuff that's related to Black Lives Matter. We want to film it for news purposes to help spread the word. But are we really filming people getting shot in the face these days for social media? And they posted it. You know how I know that they posted it? Because Tekashi 6ix9ine DM'd me the video, and across it he put "die bitch." He wanted us to post it, and we're not going to do that. We don't, Tekashi. You know, I didn't meet up with you in Miami, and I don't do your dirty work. I don't want to end up in jail, because as soon as I post it, you're going to be testifying. Put the disclaimer back up. You're going to be testifying against me, and this ain't going to help, because they ain't going to give a shit that I say I got it from you. So no, nigga, stay out my DMs. Love you though, not really. Now, what happened was Reese, who was leaking from his face, got shot after apparently him and his two friends allegedly stole somebody else's car. Now, I don't know what an SRT looks like. Do we have a photo of an SRT? Well, it's a small, cheap car, right? I don't even know why y'all was trying to hotbox in it. Did you have a bitch to go take and get a Plan B over at Planned Parenthood? Like, what was y'all doing? I know the mayor got a little, You know what? I don't know if I told you on the show what they did to Martin Luther King at Madame Tussauds. Did I tell him here? when I told you I went to Wendy's thing last week in New York and they didn't give Martin Luther King a lineup at Madame Tussauds, I'm actually going to write a letter. And I'll be on Wendy Williams' show on Monday, and I'll be talking to Wendy about that. See, maybe we can come together and get him a two-piece. So in the clip, this woman, they're yelling at Reese about the whole thing. Okay, and apparently the people he stole the car from tracked him down and shot him because the car had the GPS in it. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Now, what's going on is now sickening. I want to know what you think about this when you come on camera. Tekashi 6ix9ine took it as an opportunity to troll. Tekashi's posted some things on the internet. Now, Reese has been shot 9 times in the past, so I don't know that this is going to do anything because I guess he's still alive. But this is what Tekashi posted on his Instagram while the man was in the hospital. Pray for him. He stole the wrong person's car. Then he put a picture of a car. He put a GoFundMe account out to raise some money to get him a car. King Von, who got shot and killed in Atlanta. Remember that whole thing where he posted about him getting killed? Lil Durk was trying to get him. I know a lot of us at my age don't know who the fuck these rappers are. I've never heard any of these people's song, and I am not going to go do that. But that boy got killed in Atlanta when they had followed him there from Chicago. And so basically, Tekashi 6ix9ine is making a big joke out of this. Now, he can do that because he hires a lot of police to be his security. If you got the police around you 24-7, you can do and say whatever you want because they're not going to let anybody get you. You could still get got, though. You could still get got. So after all that happened and you thought that was enough, 6ix9ine posted this.
Yourself, right? Bro, put that shit away. Because when you shit it on yourself, you didn't pull that out.
Man, I don't want to have that shit.
You shit it on yourself, you didn't pull that out.
This is when they had gotten into an argument in the past on Instagram. And he basically said, you had the gun on Instagram, but why wasn't the gun with you when you was getting shot? I'm going to just say this. I want to send love and peace and blessings and prayers to all of you rappers out here because y'all live a different type of life. Back in our day, we had Biggie and Tupac die. Eazy-E died from AIDS. That was different. These two died from gunshots. I guess maybe there were gun violence in our community back then too, but we didn't have so many dying. Y'all are dying. Y'all are dying from overdosing and getting killed and robbed and all types of shit. Lil Reese, cats have 9 lives. This is your 9th shot. This is it. You gotta get out the hospital and figure this out. I don't know if you're going to be blind, but I hope you're not blinded by this experience because this experience is telling you, get your ass out the streets. You motherfuckers can't. You're not untouchable. You can get touched, clearly. And so I don't know if you have kids or a family, but your life has to be meant for something. Okay? So I don't know. And how did he get shot in the face? And how did King Von get shot and killed before Tekashi got killed? The wrong people be dying these days. This is why I stay in the house or I stay in a fucking other country. Because the wrong people be dying these days. I went to a party the other night and a celebrity told a girl he was a pistol whipper. I said, oh, now, you know, I got to get the fuck out of here. All right. Well, anyway, Reese, I'm sending my prayers. Good luck to you. And Tekashi, there's no words. Be careful because you're probably next. All right. You know, a lot of us out here need money and there's PPP still available. And I guess Blue knew about it because he's now going to jail for PPP fraud. Why I can't get some PPP fraud? This is my thing. I got a legitimate business and I can't even get approved for PPP. I don't even need, I'm not going to say I don't need the PPP because I've applied for it. I just didn't get it and I don't want them to think it was fraud. I'm saying PPP is like, please, please, please don't let your staff lose their job because of the coronavirus. But either way, I didn't get it, but this nigga did. Pretty Ricky rapper Baby Blue is set to appear before a judge on June 9th to plead guilty to at least one federal offense of COVID-19 relief fraud. Now, the charges are stemming from allegations that Blue Baby filed the PPP loan applications and used the money. Hold on a second. Jameer, what do you think What do you think he spent his PPP on?
He spent it on jewelry.
He spent the money on a 2010 black Ferrari, a 458 Italia, though he allegedly listed as them as being company cars for one of the business. You can't do that. Rob, we got to meet after the show. The federal prosecutors have moved to seize the Ferrari and the assets allegedly acquired from the fraudulent loans. And he was charged with conspiracy to commit fraud, which carries 5 years in prison. So there's no plea deal that's been announced yet. So I don't know if he's going to tell on anybody or if he's going to cop a plea and say his baby mama did it. But either way, we recently had talked to Blue. And he said, quote, he ain't really tripping over the situation. He said, quote, when I get out, I'm going to be ripped up like Gucci Man, and I'm going to be one of the hottest rappers in the world. I'm talking about how them fuck niggas who tried to rob me but ain't get shit. Thankful to be alive. All glory to God. Love my fans, family, and friends for sticking with a nigga through everything. All them prayers definitely saved my life. Now, you know he ain't talking about the PPP. He talking about when he got shot because he just got shot. Look.
Call him. She calling him.
Yes, hold on. Hey, just turn him on the side. Leave him on the side. Leave him on the side. Hey, leave him on the side. Don't move him. Hey, don't move him. Hey, let's go. Please.
I have two problems with this. One, why did the staff in my studio decide to show you this nigga getting shot, but didn't show you the other nigga getting shot? It's the disparity of allocated bullets for me. The other thing is, all you niggas who want to hang on the block, shoot dice, and smoke and drink and pop perks, y'all good ambulance people. Why y'all don't become paramedics? Every time a motherfucker gets shot, y'all know how to put them on the side and stop the bleeding and the leaking and this and that. Y'all motherfuckers just amaze me. You won't become a paramedic. Do we have a picture of the bullet wound?
No.
Yeah, we do, but we don't have it. I'm over this story. You did PPP. You got shot. You're DMing us all the updates, which we do appreciate, Blue, because you could be sending them to the Shade Room or one of those other sites that nobody goes to. But you send it to us. You keep the updates coming, and we appreciate that. And we want you here on the show. I know you're not taking any interviews because you're on your way to prison, but we will be here for you in 5 years when you get out. Is there an update? I don't even care. Goodbye. All right, listen, I'm going to just do this one really quick. Put the nigga up. Okay, Claudia Jordan's ex-boyfriend, he's in the news, okay? Now, I was there when Claudia was feeling him. She could tell you her own version of what happened. There were flowers involved. She almost got engaged. He ended up with Chloe. He did drugs at a bunny ranch. He almost died. He's back. He's not dead. But I'll tell you what is dead, his relationship with his baby mama. Claudia, you dodged this bullet. One thing about Claudia, boy, she got shot once. She got grazed. We ain't going to talk about her ex, though, because we're on good terms. But she got grazed, you know. But yeah, dodge the bullet with this nigga. Well, anyway, his baby mama, Liz Morales, she is upset because she's facing eviction because this nigga's not paying his child support. Now, you're an ex Simpson. Chloe's father's OJ. God, you guys are slow. Lamar has found himself in more drama. I'm going to just speed this up. The nigga's a deadbeat. Hey, West Coast Bells, thank you for the super chat. Y'all send some more super chats. Now that I'm on Bego, I have no shame in asking for tips. Light this bitch up like a Christmas tree. Put $50, $100, $20, $5. Don't put my cash. There you go. Send a cash app and don't send me no requests because some lady told me that her and her blind baby needed something, Similac or something. Your baby ain't blind. Girl, take your fat fingers off my keyboard. Don't do that. Send me some cash apps. Look, well, anyway, this is Lamar's baby mama, Lisa. Tell me she don't look like a thick Emily who's with Fab. She don't? She also looks like the girl who used to do makeup at Love and Hip Hop, but she had the same surgery I did. That bitch looks skinnier than me. So shout out to all the people out there having surgeries. All you motherfuckers was getting Brazilian butt lifts, titties, pecs, all types of shit, lips and cheekbones. wrestling and all the shit that make you don't know if you're smiling or frowning. And all the time I was sitting up here fat and couldn't breathe. And I went and had one little surgery. And right now I can't keep my dick out of a motherfucker. But that's beside the point. Lisa filed paperwork, okay, claiming that Lamar stopped paying child support back in June 20 of 20. And now her landlords are kicking her out. Do we have eviction notice? Do we have anything? Well, neither does she. Bye, bitch. All right, look, Claudia Jordan is here. But before we get to Claudia, just fast forward through all this. I don't care. She ain't got no house. She can't watch the show anyway. Why am I talking about somebody with no TV? Her internet ain't working. Them kids ain't mine. Lamar Odom dick don't work after he took all them drugs, allegedly. That's what I heard on the street. I don't know. And why y'all be letting these niggas who look and smell like him lay on top of y'all? I don't understand it. Is it because you want to say you got fucked by Lamar Odom? That's not – you're not going to get a jersey hung in your bedroom. You're not. Ask Chloe. All right, look, here's my merch. Make sure you buy it. Go to HollywoodUnlocked.com/shop right now. You can get everything, hoodies, t-shirts, socks. You can get a cap, notebooks to read bitches, backpacks. You can get everything right there, phone cases for every phone that you have, a tote bag too, and a pillow. And if you want to be a super fan, go over to the YouTube channel right now and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click join. You get all these emojis. Leave them on all the bitches pages who don't like me. You already know the gremlin. Do we have the gremlin's photo and all that? Gremlin. Oh, we need to give him those assets. Are they? He doesn't know where they are. Yeah. Show them where they are. All right, listen. I'm also on Instagram now. This gagging pages. Make sure all of you hoes go over there and share this with your friends. Gag Nation, we're getting verified hopefully this week. Gag Nation, we have our own community. Kelvin is going to be managing all that, so he may highlight some of you. If you have our merch, please tag us and do your best photo shoot in our gagging merch and post it, and Kelvin will repost you on the page. And lastly, but not least, I'm going to get... Oh, wait. While I bring this up, somebody go get my thing that I have on the counter downstairs, okay? Let me put my Beagle ID up really quick, okay? This is my Beagle ID. Make sure that you find me on Beagle. I am the king of Beagle. You leaned down way too long, girl. You could have stood up long. You ain't even that tall. All right, well, look, I'm the king of Beagle, and I have a new show over there. It's called Beagle Unlocked. It's me, Tamar Braxton, two influencers on the platform named Supa and Mother. This is a flyer. The shit is so fucking reckless and messy. And this is why I'm going to get Claudia over there, because if we were doing stuff, she would be making money too. Do we have a clip from this week's show? Okay, look, I'm going to just show y'all a little clip. Baby, when I tell you, I don't even know what happened, but this happened last night. Go. So I said I'm the king of Beagle. I do have a crown. I do have a throne downstairs. That happened to be. I'm gonna tilt it like Nicki's. I'm gonna tilt it like Nicki Minaj. All right, well, look. Anyway, I have a bunch of people on there, the Gag Nation. They show up for me, and you should show up on Beagle too. Make sure you show up and get ready to send me lots of gifts. Okay, Claudia Jordan is coming up. What's coming up? What do we have? Oh! I'm about to bring Clyde up, but before I do that, I launched an agency on Beagle. So if you are a person on the show that wants to show up and support me, and you want to make money on the platform, you can become a paid host. Let me show you how. This is the website. You go to gagonbeagle.com. It's a new website that I put up, gagonbeagle.com. That is where you go. You sign up. You learn how to become a paid host by clicking that button. You fill out this application. And the other thing is, I am working so that way you guys can get paid for referring people to become a paid host in my agency. All right. Enough of that. Claudia Jordan has been waiting long enough because she, unlike all our other guests, showed up early, which is great. That's what makes her a professional. Welcome, Claudia Jordan, to the show. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Oh, so what happened? She didn't want to do the other thing?
What other thing?
What? She did it by herself? Oh, Claudia, she tuned into the show by herself. She said, fuck the links that were sent to her. But either way, we love you, Claudia. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Look, you know,
I heard all your lies before I came on about me and Lamar and all that other bullshit. You know, I like fine men, and you was trying to push him down my throat literally that night. I said no. My spirit told me it wouldn't be a good look, and you was like, he just signed a $30 million deal. I said, I don't care. You know my type.
Are you alleging, Claudia, that I was trying to That I was trying
get my ride.
No, are you trying to say that I was trying to proctor your puss? Are you trying to say that I was trying to talk you into fucking Lamar Odom because he had money?
I feel like he was trying to broker a deal. It didn't happen though. And Chloe and him were married, and it was happily ever after that.
But when you look at what's happened, when you look at what's happened with him, with the bunny ranch and almost dying, and the baby mama not getting evicted, and Chloe being upset, and Rob being on drugs allegedly as a result of hanging with him, don't you really look at God and say, right when I thought you weren't here for me, you were there the whole time?
Listen, things work out the way they're supposed to. So yes, I but I was never even tempted. Like, it was never even a thing for me. But you know me, every time I'm standing next to someone, they say that we fucking, so, or that I'm after them. And I'm like, no, 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 not the case. But anyway.
They never said that when we hung out.
I wonder why. Because I'm not a cute Dominican from Washington Park in New York. You know, Washington Heights, I'm sorry. So they would never.
Can you please dispel this whole thing that it's only the Dominicans that are in Washington Heights? Because, I mean, I am going to Aruba tomorrow, and I do have a bay out there. So let's, like, I've spread it out now to different countries, okay?
Okay. You spread it out to different countries. Okay, that's cool. I like this. I like that you're diverse.
No, I don't spread it out. I mean, I'm saying I spread my interest out. Okay, don't try. See, with Claudia, okay. This is the thing with Claudia. You have to catch. It's the subtle shade that Claudia throws that you have to catch. This is what made us very dangerous friends because, you know, she's learned everything from me, by the way. But yeah.
I like intelligent shade. I like the kind of shade that I throw or I say something and my smart friends and the smart people, they're like, oh, gee. Oh, but the dumb ones be like, they don't even understand what just happened to them. And even if no one else catches it, it's just funny to me. Like, I like to entertain myself. You know what I mean?
It's like strategically passing gas. You're not gonna get it right now, but you're gonna get it when I leave the room, right?
Crop dusting. I believe they call it.
That. Now you were wearing a tiara. You were a beauty queen once, right? What did you win before? You won something.
Miss Teen Rhode Island in 1990. Miss Rhode Island in 96. I went to Miss USA, and you know, I saw you put your crown. I just thought I'd have a little fun with it. Plus, it was matching my diamonds that were not bought from PPP. Fraudulent money. But yeah, a couple pageants back in the day. And you know.
Did an African in Atlanta buy that for you?
I wish. I bought all my jewelry. I you know what? I used to tell me that I had poor vagina management. I like to call it being independent, but I've never got diamonds from an African.
Because Claudia, you've been pretty your whole life. You've had good vagina. Not that I've heard, because I don't know anybody you slept with, but I just know because you protect it and hold on to it dearly. If I was you and had your pussy, I'd have been out here throwing it in the bag. For real. Like, literally.
You know, guys say that, right? And it sounds good when a guy says that. But in real life, when you really throw it around, I'm a little more old school. When you really throw it around, people like me, I think it devalues it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys that have done the most for me have been ones trying to get at me that could never get it. Once they get you, like, you're kind of like, all right, whatever. Like, I I'm too lazy to be a hoe. It's too much work. I got to, like, tell you you're amazing, laugh at your dumb jokes. I just want to go to bed and watch CNN and watch Ridiculousness every night. I don't really have time for all that. And I'd rather just go make my own goddamn bag and then laugh at the hoes getting played, you know, giving up, putting mileage on the vagina for a bag. Who cares about a purse? I don't care about a purse. I really don't.
Wait, Claudia, when you look at our lives now and you look at the times when me and you were struggling, like, we're not even going to get into the details of our finessing.
Please,
right?
Don't. Let's just say that.
No, we're not. We're survivors. We are fucking survivors.
You know, we are survivors because one day maybe we'll talk about it, but I think we're really away from how. Let's just put it like this. We hit rock bottom.
Together. Wait, we need to check the statutes of limitations on a couple of things. You know what I mean?
All I know is I had a lot of anxiety.
I had back pain. Okay, listen, you guys, Claudia Jordan is fucking hilarious. This is, let me tell you something. She's one person that I've known for a long time who has consistently figured it out. Let me tell you one story, though, that is fucking messy. So Claudia used to be on this show called The Foxhole with Jamie Foxx. Now, one day we went to go pick up her check. And we had B. Scott with us in the car. I think B. Scott was with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you how classy Claudia is. She walked in, hi, you know, hey, everybody. She usually has a big purse, glass, whatever. Hi, everybody. She gets her check. Bye. She leaves. And, you know, she's with me and B. Scott. You know, B. Scott's a messy bitch, and I'm a messy bitch. So we're in the car, and we're gaslighting Claudia to, like, do something. And then Claudia doesn't do it, but then B. Scott says, did you quit on Twitter? Or did he tweet that you were quitting or something?
No, I didn't quit. I think I can't remember because it was a long time ago, but I remember. Damn.
But either way, what happened was, I think what happened, Twitter was big at the time. You know, like Chrissy Teigen's tweets, this is where you regret the shit that happens on Twitter. Claudia had a good fucking job. B. Scott was sleeping on an air mattress. I was probably sleeping on Claudia's couch at the time. We niggas didn't have no money. Okay, let's just keep, we all came from somewhere. Claudia had a story house with some cats. I had allergies and I was sniffling on her couch. What the fuck it was? Okay, well, some Twitter went out and then Claudia ended up losing her job as a result of that, or quitting or something.
No, I didn't quit.
Well, since I've only job-
quit one, I quit one, not many jobs I quit. I quit The Price is Right on stage and then filed a lawsuit and won.
Wait. Okay, we'll get to that. When your career at the time with Jamie went down the foxhole, were you mad at us for gaslighting you and setting that up and saying these messy fags, or were you just like, fuck it, I was over it anyway?
No, I love that job. I felt like I was part of the family, and I looked at Jamie like a family member. So it was a lot of weird stuff going on, but then they brought me back and I went back for free for a while, and then it ended again. So
they brought you back because you were the punch in the show. So you kind of got it.
But you know, that's a show where if you go back and look at what we used to say, we used to be able to get away with a lot of stuff back then that that's the only female really paid for it the most. Like, my jokes came back to haunt me, where male comedians, a lot of times they can get away with saying a lot of the same stuff. But when a girl says it, it's like, she's an evil bitch, she's mean. They take it more personally. But I was a comedian. I was amongst the wolves. And for you to stand out on that show as a woman, you had to go extra hard, you know, and they used to call me the sniper. Like, they said, you know, I would just be like, bam, bam, bam. So quick. Chris Spencer gave me one of the best compliments. He said, I don't really know anyone that's, you know, as quick as you are. I used to be a lot quicker before my fourth concussion, but like, I used to be really like quick with it, you know?
Well, you and Johnny Mack were the funniest. Is Guy Black still dead?
No, the other producer died. Guy Black's still alive.
Guy Black was a hater. That motherfucker was such a hater. And you know, those people that used to manage Jamie, they don't even manage him no more. And this couple's not even together, right? Like, the whole thing just disbanded.
Yeah, it was different times back then. The Kings, they were managing his career. And I think the radio show, like, Jamie was so good at it. But I think he was so comfortable with us because we're his friends. And it's really easy to kind of go down the rabbit hole and be reckless and then forget, like, I'm this huge movie star. And he would, in his defense, he would get blamed for our recklessness sometimes too. Like, when you're the big name, and Jason, you know this, when, you know, you're the name, everything kind of falls on you. You know what I mean? So I kind of get why this show had to stop. But it was, man, we had some fun on that show. We had the Democratic National Convention. And then, you know, the next day we talking so much shit about whoever. But it was all in fun. It wasn't supposed to be evil. It was fun.
Why are you always the fall guy? I never really understood why people always make you out to be the bad guy. Because we're going to talk about Housewives in a minute. Because I've always said to you on screen and off the screen, I really feel like you were exactly what the Housewives needed when you got there. I felt like you were giving it to Nene, and you were coming for the queen. You were coming for the crown. You didn't give a fuck. You were doing it flawlessly. And then people hated on you. I feel like in every situation when you get in, you don't know how to kind of dim your light a little bit, which you never should anyway. But I think that becomes the thing that people fear the most. And then you become the fall guy.
I don't know what it is, and if any of your viewers can maybe chime in the chat, like, what do you think it is that rubs some people the wrong way? Because people that know me, like, love the shit out of me. Like, they're like, I rock with you. I don't see it. But I'm not worried about those people. It's the people that don't really know me. I don't know if they don't get my sense of humor or they take me seriously when I'm being, you know, I have a really dry sense of humor. I don't know what it is. But the dimming of the light thing, I can see what you mean by that. But I'm not, if I have to dim my light, then I don't fucking want it. You know what I mean? For a man, for a job, I don't, that's not the job for me. Because when I've done that in certain jobs, I felt whack. Like I did that on a radio show here in Dallas where I had to dim my light and make the male comedian feel comfortable. And I felt so corny. I did that on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Dim my light. It didn't say as much. Didn't go for the jugular on the jokes. And it made me whack. So then when they would say, you know, the fans ain't feeling you, I would be like, I wouldn't feel me either. I'm not giving 100%. You're not allowing me to, you know? So I don't know why it's so easy for people to believe like the most negative things about me. I don't fuck with no one's man. I'm generous. I'm not a cheap bitch. I stay in my lane. I'm in a healthy relationship, 2.5 years. I don't know what it is, but if someone, I don't know. What do you think it is, Jason? Because you've been around me since the light bulb got shut off at the house in Stevenson Ranch.
Listen, we're going to have a pamphlet called Stevenson Ranch, and we're just gonna put all the shit we did in that motherfucker and make it a burn book and burn that shit. Because
I remember one day and I had a house, and I've talked about it, I went through foreclosure. I lost $1 million in property in 1 month because my show got canceled. I was in a deep depression. I was suicidal. I was really fucked up. I felt I had put all my worth of me as a person into a career, and that's a big mistake in Hollywood because they will love you 1 minute and hate your guts the next. And I felt like I had nothing. And I remember being on my laptop and then the electricity got turned off and just waiting for the day for them to put that, you know, foreclosure notice on my door. But I tell that story because I've come back from that. I'm in a way better position now. So for all y'all out there that's struggling, and I don't mean to be corny on your show. I know this is, we're supposed to be having fun and stuff like that. Like if I would have taken myself out when I really felt like I needed to, or I wanted to, I wouldn't be here to see all the good shit now. So just give it another day, another week, another month, another year. Like you never know what's on that other side. And that's it. Now we can go ahead and be messy now if you want.
No. I'm glad that you told that story and I'm glad that you're still here. By the way, you had that house was so big and it was so dark, you wouldn't have been able to kill yourself because you wouldn't have been able to find nothing. what would you have done?
Well, this is what I was going to do. Okay. So I was so depressed.
Wait, did you really have are you serious? You really had a plan?
Yeah, I had a plan. I was in so much... When I would hear people talk about depression before, right, I would be like, that's bullshit. Or I didn't take it as seriously until it happened to me. It was actually physical pain. It was pressure on my chest. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt like someone's knee was on my chest. And when I looked in the mirror, you know, when people have body dysmorphia, I had face dysmorphia. I was like, I'm fucking hideous. There's no way I could ever work again unless I have massive surgery. I really thought that because when you're sad on the inside and super depressed, the outside, I didn't see pretty at all. I felt like shit. So I would drive home, you know, up, you know, that my street, my house was like up the mountain and stuff. I would just be like, I could just go off the side. Nobody would care. Nobody loves me right now. It's what it felt like. I felt like I was discarded by Hollywood and I had this fucked up rep that I didn't even earn. That was lies that people to this day still repeat. And that's why I get so triggered every time someone says, you're a hoe, you're this. I'm like, I'm not. And, I remember thinking about driving up the side of a cliff. And then I said, I'm a little vain. If it doesn't work and I live, I'm gonna be all fucked up and burnt up. And, you know, and I know that's really bad, right? But this is how I think. I'm honest. So then my next plan was I pulled into my garage. I closed the garage door and I left the windows open in my car and I left the engine on. And I was just going to go to sleep, carbon monoxide. And I remember it was the garage was filling up a little bit. And then my cat, I had my door open from the garage to the house because that's where the litter box was. And my cat came out into the opening and looked at me. And I was like, fuck, I can't kill my cat. So my cat saved my life. And then I remember kneeling on the bed and just on the ground and just being like, please take this pain away from me. Like the depression, it was so painful. And I still had to pretend I was a celebrity. I still had to go on red carpets. I still had to act like I had it all together. And meanwhile, I had no money. I was in financial ruin. I went from having 6 figures in the bank and $1 million in real estate, a house in LA, a house in Arizona where we went, to $80 in my account. But I still had to play the game because you guys, not all of you, but you guys, the public, are so cruel. You can't allow anyone to have an off year or an off season, or you fell off.
Or an off day.
Yeah. And I remember being on the red carpet feeling like a fraud. Like, they're like, Claudia, and like smiling, and they go, what you working? I'm like, this is when it's a horrible moment when you're not working on anything. You have to say, I'm not at liberty to say. But inside, you're like, nothing. I have nothing. And I got through it. A bunch of things happened to get me through it, but yeah, it was dark times. And then in the meanwhile, my reputation went from great to, after 2010, I was this home wrecker. And I'm like, where did all this
the home wrecker thing came when they said you were sleeping with Michael Jai White. And it was so crazy because stories were coming out while we were all hanging out, and I never saw y'all sleeping together. And we knew he had a wife, and he talked about his wife, and she just never came around. But that wasn't the vibe that I was getting.
No.
I just spilled that tea when we got in a fight on Twitter. But no, I mean, that was crazy. But I've learned then, and I've learned even by working with my former co-host on my podcast, that women who are objectified, or who are, you are a former video girl, people who are a video model, people who have, objectified by men or hated on by women as the pretty girl, people create those storylines about you. And what I've learned about the internet, it's a lot of sick bitches that don't have no life on here that sit up and stir the pot and keep that shit going. And this was, and what you're talking about going through was pre Instagram and Facebook. This was like Twitter days.
MySpace and the beginning of Twitter. And I just want people to just, like, I heard you talking about Chrissy Teigen and people going back in 10, 15, 20 years and looking at tweets. And I just want to just say this to people. It is so easy to criticize a celebrity because we think their lives are so much better than ours, right? So we're like, well, we have the right to talk shit. Fuck that. They rich. They got a mansion. They should be able to handle it. A lot of times the people you're talking about, people that are artists, TV hosts, actresses, models, are way more sensitive. People that are in the arts are like, a lot of times we're trying to prove ourselves to that guy that turned us down in eighth grade or whatever, whatever the thing is. Like, we're trying to prove ourselves. I just want people to just take a minute sometimes. Like, people will cancel someone on social media, like a Chrissy or whatever, or myself, for something. And while they're canceling us, they're saying things that are a million times worse than what we said in our original. Like, and I need, if you want to, like, cancel people for that kind of stuff, don't do it yourself too. I'm all about keeping the same energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been told to kill myself, and I hope your mother dies in a car accident.
But Clyde, this is the problem that I think you suffer from. You suffer from this disease called giving a fuck. I mastered not giving a fuck. They've said I'm a pedophile, a rapist, a colorist, transphobic. They've said that I'm fat with no neck like Benzino. You know him. They said that I have HIV. No, you know him from the show that y'all was on. Girl, come on, keep up.
I know you would never imply that I was ever with him.
No, never, no. But I'm just saying, like, they've called me everything in countries where they don't even speak. And English, they're saying things about me. But the thing that I've become centered on is, when I do what I do, when you do what you do, talking and throwing shade and tea and all that, Wendy, you got to be able to have thick skin and take that shit. I think now you're definitely, like, the example of going through the storm, weathering the storm, coming out on the other side of it without selling your soul. Mm-hmm. You got a fine-ass nigga. Her man is fine as hell. Go to her Instagram and find his Instagram. I don't know. The nigga do real estate or something.
AJ.
See? He's close by.
He's, come here, babe.
I'm about to get a shot.
Oh, you have no shirt on? Come here. Just for 1 second.
Okay. This ain't Beagle. Come here. Shot. We ain't gonna,
hey,
tell,
they're talking about you. He's just getting the shower. So when he gets out of the shower, I tell him to come back over here. But he's a great guy, though. He had no idea who I was when I met him.
Now he's younger. How much younger than you is?
3.5 years. And y'all are shady as hell saying, is that her son? I'm 48. He's 44 and a half. And, he looks young.
First of all, you're 48, and that's a good 48. I'm 43. Listen, I'm telling you, the internet is evil. But either way, he is a good looking man. He's in real estate. I don't know. He got her on Dallas. She's dictimized. She ain't going nowhere. All right. So look, speaking of good men, your friend and former. Oh, wait. Is Ricky Smiley shady? Because I had Miss Juicy here last week, and she won't tell me why she left the show, but she kept giggling and laughing like she was on that cognac that she created every time I asked her about Ricky Smiley, and then we just never got to the bottom of it. You work with Ricky Smiley, and then all of a sudden, poof, you were gone. Was Ricky Smiley a bad guy, a mean guy, a mean girl?
In the beginning, we really got along. Like, he became a fan of mine coming on Foxhole and said I was funny. And then he invited me on the show. And actually, that was a big part of me being able to do Atlanta Housewives, because when they interviewed me, they liked me, but they were like, we don't have a reason why you're in Atlanta. And then Ricky, you know, we talked and he was like, hey, if I can help you in any way, and he invited me to come try out for a show, and I got a contract within two days. It went left.
Claudia, tell me the private juicy conversation in details. You called him, she answered the phone. Girl, what happened? What was the conversation?
With who? With Ricky?
Yeah.
I just think our humors weren't in alignment. And I also was told, you know, do you have to try to be funny every day? And it just kind of got weird. So I just felt like I had to just be more and more quiet on the show. And it just wasn't really a good fit. So my contract was for 1 year and it didn't get renewed. And I was cool with it. I was totally fine because at that time it was like Atlanta was Housewives was a lot. I was just like going through a whole bunch of shit. I was like, I'm going to go back to LA. I wasn't mad. But then I heard little gossipy things was being said. And I was just like, wait, what?
What did you hear that was being said?
You know, I'm really trying to move forward with that Ricky Smiley thing. It's a little bit too close to home as far as working with Fox Soul. So I kind of want to like put that behind me a little bit when it comes to him. Because every time I say something about it, a little bit will get clipped and then it'll seem like I'm slandering him or whatever. And I really want to move on past that. It was like me not getting my contract renewed was totally fine. I was fine with that. That's not the first job I, you know, wasn't renewed my contract. That's fine. But like, I really want to get to a place where it's in a better space. I think us people in Black media need to like be more unified because the whites are, you know?
Yeah, I give you that.
Okay, and it ain't cool. That juicy. Honestly, it's really not that juicy. I went on the Breakfast Club. I did an interview. He kind of got mad about a story that I told about him not letting me have a breakfast in the studio, which was funny as fuck. It was funny. I thought it was funny. And he took it like I was trying to destroy his show. And no one on the cast saw it that way except him. But I get it. It's his baby, so he's going to take it a different way. So that's really as juicy as it gets. It wasn't anything really more than that.
Did he have better dresses than you?
He didn't really dress in designer. Like for someone so rich, he didn't really dress like that. Like he didn't really like lay it out like that. Like he could, his house is dope in Alabama, but as far as dresses, I don't really have any church dresses, but he does. So he would have the better church dress.
I'm gonna just leave it alone because we are Fox family and I both want us to stay gainfully employed. Okay. All right. Well, look, did he replace you with Portia?
No. Portia,
was she there with you when you were there? Were you guys on the show together?
People like to say, oh, she took your job. No, she didn't take my job. Portia was on Dish Nation. I was on the Ricky Smiley morning show. Dish Nation is like a half hour show, which is a fantastic show. And matter of fact, when she got Dish Nation, we used to be cool back in the day. I sent her a text saying, congratulations, like you're super perfect for that. It was no bad blow with me. I got hired to co-host the nationally syndicated morning radio show, the Ricky Smiley morning show. So
you're throwing shade. I know you too well. I need everybody. See, y'all don't even catch it. She said, I'm gonna break it down for the language that we speak on Gag. And she said that bitch got hired for a 30-minute show called Dish Nation. I was on a nationally syndicated. How many hours were y'all on the show?
Four-hour
nationally syndicated show all over the country with the star of the show, Ricky Smiley. Y'all need to catch it. Y'all not paying attention.
See? Anyways, I only differentiate because radio and, working on a TV show like that are two different things. I love Dish Nation. I got to do a few episodes of it. It's a great show. I actually am a huge fan of the show. You know, you go, you have your script, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's a fun show and it's everywhere. The radio show, radio is different. Like radio, you have to be like well-versed on everything. Like, cause you don't know what's going to come up that day. Politics, news, all that kind of stuff.
People calling in.
Yeah. You got to be like kind of really quick on your feet. And so it's just two different things. So she never replaced me on the Ricky Smiley morning show. I didn't replace her on Dish Nation. I did replace her on Housewives the season I was on because she got demoted that year and they gave me the peach. And I think that really is what caused some tension with us. I do think that caused.
I replaced her when she got demoted. Was they took her peach and gave her an apricot?
I guess, or a grapefruit. I don't know. But I when that happened, I was like, there's no way it's going to be cool at work now. Like, it's never going to be, like, there's no way it's going to be cool. What? I like grapefruit. You like grapefruit? You just gotta sprinkle a little sugar.
Nobody likes grapefruit.
I can provide a grapefruit right now, you wanna make a bet? I like grapefruit. I got grapefruit in my refrigerator right now.
That was shade. Okay, so look, your friend Portia, I don't know if you've seen this on the internet, which
happened?
No, she's dating this guy. She's her ex-friend Fallon's husband, Obadu. Look, this is a picture of her with her new man. Okay, this is her and Obadu. I don't know how to say his name. He's a black nigga from Atlanta, African, who's buying a bunch of shit. He got money. Now, didn't you, because I saw something my shady staff posted, a video when you were calling her out. And let me first start by saying, I like Portia Williams. Portia, you know, I like you. I'm just doing my job and you do this, so you know. But didn't you call her out on the show about dating married men or something around the getting cars from Africans, right? I think you had called her out for that. Was Obadu the man that you thought got her the car?
No.
Or was it a different one? Wait, so the thing that
my hair okay?
Your hair is laid. Okay. Wait, so
how my edges look?
Your edges look laid. The one thing people that don't know about you is you keep a good receipt book. You are very quick on your feet. And that's what I think was the reason why you didn't make it in Atlanta, but I'm gonna ask you why. Okay. So when she was getting the cars allegedly from the Africans, was it an exchange for sexual favors, or was it just that she likes Africans or she wants to go home to the motherland?
Well, I was never in Portia's bed, so I cannot speak on what transpired in her bed. So I cannot assume that. I don't know. But it wasn't this Obadu guy. It was talking about someone else at the time.
So did he lease her the car or he bought it for cash, you know?
I don't know. On the show, she said her car was paid for cash, so.
But wasn't she in a relationship at the time that she got the car from the African?
She was with who? Who was she with then?
The guy they said was messing with the transgenders or that was dressing up.
Oh, that football player. You know what? Honestly, when I left the show in 2015, I never watched again. I watched 1.5 episodes. The only episode I watched, the full episode, was when her and Cynthia got into a fight because me and Cynthia were real cool. And she was like, we got into a fight and someone got kicked in the pussy or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, I have to watch. But other than that, I didn't keep track of what anyone does. So when people ask me questions about the show, I'm going to buy 2015 tea and intel. You know what I'm saying? So people will always villainize me whenever I answer a goddamn question about Housewives. Like, I'm obsessed. If I'm obsessed, you know what I'm obsessed with? My stock portfolio, my Dogecoin on Robinhood, my Bitcoin on Coinbase, my investment in medicinal marijuana, Forefront, the medicinal weed company out of Canada that has been made 3 times my money so far. That's been amazing. I'm obsessed with
your man.
Keeping my skin hydrated. I'm not obsessed with Atlanta Housewives.
There's 2 shows on Fox Soul with Vivica Fox, Lisa Ray, Selena
Johnson, Fuck Me Dineva, yeah. Al Reynolds. I'm obsessed with that. I watch the news. I'm a news girl. So people, like, I get a bad rap because when I comment, people be like, she's so obsessed, because they only take the part when I'm answering. They don't take all the time people ask me questions. And I say, I haven't watched a show in 5 years or 6 years. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Well, let me give you the news. Okay, so Portia was dating her ex-friend's Fallon ex-husband, Obadu. Do we have a picture of Fallon?
I did hear about that, and Fallon is stunning.
Stunning, beautiful girl who's now asking for peace while she transitions out of this man's life, and he now transitions with Portia. She's allegedly pregnant. She shot that down today on Dish Nation, but she is engaged and said that God finally delivered the man of her dreams and that she's happy that he's here. Oh, this is the ring, by the way. This is the ring. The man of her dreams.
Wow, that's nice. Wow, that's a beautiful ring.
So do you believe that God actually delivered the man of her dreams? Like, this is the guy she's been dreaming about?
I mean, I don't know what she dreams about. They say you shouldn't have meat before you sleep at night, because if you eat a heavy meal, you have nightmares. But I don't know. I don't know her taste. We ain't cool like me and friends. So I don't know, to each their own. I mean, that floats her boat. Her boat has been floating. And maybe that's her steez. You know what I'm saying? I'm I mean,
you're a girl's girl. I think, would you sleep with your friend's husband?
First of all, when I was on the show, we went to Bar One in Charleston. Is that where we were?
Yeah, South
Carolina. And I remember I went in the club, in the bar with Cynthia and Kenya, and Cardell comes in. I was like, this is a setup, because then they were like, Kenya was really like trying to push, you know, oh, you're both single. And I was like, don't even try it. Like, I knew it was for the show. And Kenya's really good at this. Like, she's great for reality TV. Like, she's, you know, she knows how to stir the pot. I felt so uncomfortable because I knew how it would be perceived. You know what I'm saying? And to his defense, Cordell wasn't even really hollering at me like that. Like, he was just part of the scene. Like, it was kind of pushed upon him too. And so I didn't go there. And it wasn't because, and me and her weren't friends, but we had hung out in New York, we hung out in Miami, and I knew enough of her that it would just feel weird. And plus, I got to see her at work. I would never do that. But I do have a friend that did that one time. She went out with a guy that she was dating, and she ended up marrying him, and they were together for like 10, 15 years. And I say the only time it is worth it to take that kind of a risk and to like kind of screw over another woman is if that is 1,000% your soulmate, and you're like, you know what? Nothing else matters. This is my soulmate. I feel a soul tie, a soul connection. You know what I'm saying? Not maybe, like.
Maybe her soul is connected to Obido, though.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I don't know that girl's heart. I don't know. Maybe they, you know what? Maybe they have found love, and they are the perfect soulmates for each other. Dennis is in the picture and clearly seems happy about it. So maybe, you know, they're all happy. Like, they're all, you know. Yeah.
But you wouldn't do that.
Do you think I would, Jason? You know me.
No.
I remember one time one of my friends met this dude. He was fine. And he was like, damn, I wish I met you first. And he was like speaking that game to me. And my friend hadn't even slept with him. But I still was like, ugh. Can't do it. And I never did. And there was nothing. They just were just talking. I'm that girl. Like, you can have your man around me. I'm not tripping. But that's who I am as a friend. But hey, everyone ain't like that. And as I've gotten older, different strokes for different folks, people.
Look, did Nene get you fired from Housewives?
I don't think so. I didn't get fired. They asked me to come back as a friend of the show. I posted the letter on Twitter before from True Entertainment. They said, we would love to have you back, season 8, friend of the show. They had the rate on there. And they were like, you know, we would love, they wanted me to come back as a you know, peach holder. And I was seeing someone at the time that it was very low key and it was a new relationship. And I talked to him about it and he was like, I'd love to help you out. But it was really early. And I was like, ah, that's a lot of pressure to put on you. You know what I mean? They were super excited about this dude, right? He was an NBA player. I will never tell. Because it did, like, honestly, like, a month or so after this interview, like, he got on the phone with producers. They had an hour talk conversation. They were super excited, right? Because he wasn't no scrub. After we got off the phone with them, he was like, I don't know, I got kids and my brand. I was like, yeah, it's probably not worth it for you. They don't pay the men.
Allen Iverson.
No, he wasn't married. This guy was single. I don't play that game. And so, who?
John Sally.
No. So anyway.
Is it just me that I heard that John Sally has a huge penis? Have you heard that?
I used to work on a show with him and the stylist said she saw it. She was like, Claudia, oh my God. John Sally's the homie, but I heard that he's working with a monster. But anyways, they have the conversation. We have the conversation. I said, I'd rather have you than be on the show. It's going to probably get destroyed. And it's too early to put this much pressure on us. So we declined. And then they couldn't. That's when Nene was really, you know, kind of being really vocal about, you know, all the girls should be able to show their men on the show. And so, you know, I didn't have a relationship that I could showcase. So then it became friend of the show. That's how it really happened. Cause they said, we can't imagine not having you back next season. And then I was like, well, I can't imagine going back without like demoted. Cause I feel like the first time someone comes to me and says, that's why you got your peach snatch, I would probably have to show my whole ass. So I was like, you know what? I know myself. So I'm gonna just take my low ass back to LA and try to work on getting a talk show. And that's exactly what I did. And it was no hard feelings. Like, I love Bravo. I love Carlos King. I love, you know, the Bravo family.
But,
I mean,
but everybody online was, you know, you came for NeNe, which is something nobody does, especially in their first season. And a lot of people were saying that it was the whole fight with NeNe and the fact that you stood your ground and kind of hung with her. That was the reason why it just didn't work out. So that's
no. No, and I got to give NeNe credit. I don't hate this lady. NeNe, what it was told to me was after our fight in Puerto Rico, which people got to understand this. When I went to Puerto Rico, I wasn't trying to get a storyline. I was a friend of the show. I was brought on as a friend. So I wasn't even thinking like I need to have a storyline because they don't give storylines to friends of the show. I'm just the plus one at this point. I'm hanging out. And so I heard that when we had our fight, although she got red, she told network that I would be good for the show. So I got to give her credit. You know what I'm saying? Like even if she don't fuck with someone, like we ain't cool like that. I think she did recognize it was good for the show. And I got to give her, if that's true, what I was told, which I was told by someone like, you know, that I trust, that's dope to me. Yeah. So no, I don't think she got me fired.
Hold on. What's going on YouTube?
YouTube is down. YouTube,
YouTube
is down.
Is down.
YouTube is going in and out, but Facebook Live is still working.
I see that the people are holding on to Facebook. Oh, what's going on with YouTube? Okay, well, YouTube, shit. YouTube, is the whole YouTube down, period?
As a whole.
Oh, fuck YouTube. Get it together. All right, well, listen. So with you and NeNe, okay, so are you and NeNe in a good place now, or where are you and NeNe?
We were after the reunion. Like, she sent me this message saying, I know we're not friends, but, you know, I really appreciate some of the nice things you said to me at the reunion, which I don't know if people even caught the stuff I was saying. And then we were like, all right. I said, you know, you don't have to worry about me saying anything bad about you again unless you do. You know what I mean? And then I saw her crustaceans. We took a picture together. We both posted it. And everybody was like, what? I saw her in L.A. I'm in Atlanta. We was cool. But then when she came to Dallas and I was supposed to host her meet and greet she did with this play, and she was kind of like shitting on the fans and didn't show up to meet them, and I had to go tell them, sorry, I know you paid this extra money for her, but she's busy. And I just kind of like left a bad taste in my mouth, because I take work very seriously. And listen, whether I rock with her or not, she's a big name, and a lot of people really are huge fans of hers. I gotta give people flowers when I can, okay? And I didn't like, you know, seeing that. And I'm a big person of principle. No matter what y'all say about me, I'm big on principle. And I just, it kind of like that. And then I remember her laughing at a comment about me, domestic violence. And then I had to let her have it again. So no, we're not cool. We're not friends. I don't hate her. She probably, I don't know if she cares about me or not. It's so in the past for me. I gave some advice. I just think that, you know, it's a shame that someone that came from very humble beginnings is no longer in entertainment right now. I'm not saying she can't get back up there, because I think she's funny. You know, old classic vintage NeNe was funny before it seemed like it was a burden to her being the show. I thought she was funny. From what I know of her, I didn't watch the show from the beginning, but I've seen some highlights.
Claudia.
Yeah.
Claudia, that was shade.
No, it's, what do you mean?
Classic vintage, you called her vintage?
Yeah. She's vintage. Well, I'm saying her earlier NeNe. Later on in the season, I think she was not as fun.
I'm just going to move on. Look, do you think she should go back to the show?
I do. I think she, but humbled. A little humbled. Because at the end of the day, no matter how big of a star is, you have to still be able to be, people got to want to work with you.
Do you think Marlo should have a peach?
I do. I think Marlo, I saw her interview with you, and that was a dope interview. I liked how, I like people who tell it like it is. I'm fans of that. I don't like the politically correct answers, which I had to give a couple tonight. I'm sorry. But like, I like when people just say, fuck it, this is what it is. And I like that about her. So I think she's been around, people love her fashions. You know, she's not afraid. I like women that are fearless, and she definitely fits that. Do you think she should have a peach?
Yeah, I love Marlo. I love her. She gives good conversation. Okay, well, listen, you guys are going to have to go back and watch this show and catch all the shade, because there was so much shade thrown tonight that I caught it because I know Claudia. all right, it's time to talk to my Gag Nation. Claudia, stick around for a minute. Fuck YouTube. Facebook, make sure you're on Facebook. It's the Gag Nation. It's time to gag with me. All right, well, listen, right now you can call in. It's 1-402-GAGGING. That's 1-402-424-4464. Or jump on the video chat. Make sure that if you're coming through the video chat, enable your echo cancellation. And if you're calling, please pay attention to the phone call and not the stream, because you may miss your chance to talk to Claudia. All right, let me just start. You're so messy.
I'm trying to read your comments. I was like on the YouTube. I was looking at the comments.
I know, and the damn YouTube crash. Okay, this is Jameer. Jameer is straight, but he did say I could fly him out and he would tussle with me if I gave him the chance. So I just
got to What's up? Well, Jason likes the challenge, so hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up, Jason? How you doing, King?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got a question for you, Claudia. First, I love you on Fox. So you feel me? I feel like you're doing great things over there. But I want to ask you about the TV show you were on, The Next 15, with New York and Jennifer Williams.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask, how was it filming with New York? Is she really that dramatic? And does Jennifer Williams' breath really smell like shit?
Babe, do we have any more apple cider vinegar? It's good for your digestion. I don't know about her breath. I never got that close. Anyway, sorry, that was random. New York. Let's start with New York. People thought that we had this epic beef. Before New York would go in, this is why she's the queen of reality. She would go like this, wink at me, and go in. That's why I was laughing on most of our scenes. Like, I was like, she is good at this shit. So we got love for each other. There was never any real beef in New York.
Wait, the scene. I had come to the scene to see her. Remember, I was there in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Where, what was that scene, Claudia? Because I swear to God, I've watched it 1,000 times, but I forgot all about that scene until right now. When you went to her, she said she was crying, and you said, what did you say to her?
I said, are you okay? I've never seen anyone cry with no liquid coming out of their eyes. It's tearless tears. Are you okay? She goes, it's her inner cry, bitch.
Can I just tell you, out of that whole show, that was my favorite scene, period. Oh, yeah.
It was, you know what? And I see why she is the queen of reality TV. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fan of hers.
No. Another scene was when y'all went to the restaurant and sat down at the table.
That's when she first winked at me and then went off. And then she was like calling the police on me, and me and Karamo, like, we didn't really know. Like the show is breaking the fourth wall where you can see some of the behind the scenes, right? Some of it. And we were just like, wait, was she told to do this? So the whole time you're doing the show, you're like, is this real? Is this fake? I was laughing a lot of that show, but then I do have a little, yeah.
You were laughing uncontrollably. What people don't know is there was a birthday party I had that Claudia, Spinderella, and New York hosted with Spectacular. I don't even know how this all even came about. These were people that I really liked at the time. By the way, Spectacular told me during that birthday trip that he didn't know I was gay.
Wait, I can see that about you because you don't really give off that, whatever. You're passable either way.
I'm passable. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Jameer. So Jennifer Williams' breath, though. Did you want to comment on that?
The world want to know.
I don't really have a good sense of smell either way. So I don't know. I know people say that about her, and I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say yes. And I don't want to say no because I don't know. I don't know. Jason, do you know?
No, I don't. I don't know.
You know what? I said I wasn't going to be messy on the show, and damn it.
It's you can't. It's gagging. This is Weedy Poo. She's our resident weed head.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, girl.
Yeah. I was just waiting for you to say that her breath stank too. I was waiting, and you're not going to do it, huh? You ain't going to say it.
I'm trying to have better karma in my life.
I feel you, girl. I feel you. All right, I'm going to let you go on that one.
Her eyes are pretty.
Thank you. Yours too.
Thank you. Jason, stop. Jason.
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Andrea, do you have a question, girl? Because your wife, hold on, you're going to have to come back. You got your Wi-Fi and Jennifer.
I like your robe, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. That's like $9.75, ain't it?
You know, I'm doing good on Bego. I got to put you on, girl.
I kind of want to get a Bego check. I'm open to it now, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to help you. You're going
to
kill.
Can I make like $10,000 to $20,000 a month?
Let's talk.
Hi, after you.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where are you calling from? Or coming in from?
Victorville, California.
Victorville, going to Vegas, kind of, right? A little bit? Is that the way to Vegas?
3 hours. 3 hours and I'm there.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. So, look, I love you so much.
Thank you.
Honestly, I only watch for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the dynamic between you and Al and Funky Dynamo. Like, I love that fucking show. Like, excuse my language. I love it. But I only come there for you. Like, you're so real. You're so beautiful. Like, your soul is beautiful. Like, that's why people are intimidated by you. So you need to understand that. Like, you exude beauty, you know? So that's why people act like that towards you. But I just want to ask, what advice would you give your younger self? Like, let's say 21, when you were fresh and, you know, what advice would you give yourself knowing what you know?
I would say, and thank you for that. I'm very shocked because I just assume everyone tunes into that show for Funky Dineva and for Al's intellectualness and just tolerate me. So thank you very much for that. I would tell my 21-year-old self to go for it more and stop waiting. Like, I'd be waiting, like, oh, when I get this, then I'll try that. When I get this amount of money. No, you got to live in the moment now. And I would have more confidence. I was super insecure, and, like, I didn't see what others saw. And I would also not believe these motherfucking guys out here in these streets. I would not believe any of them. And what else? Probably not let my emotions get in the way of business sometimes, play the game a little bit better. Cause I've been set up in a lot of situations where I was in close proximity with a lot of people that could have really changed my life. And because, and this is a thing, having morals in Hollywood is a blessing and a curse in a way, when you think about success, right? You'll never, like, there is some game plan that has to be done. And I probably could have kept my mind on some things. And do y'all hear the feedback? Hello?
It says this is the third live tonight that YouTube did. The sound. Okay, go ahead, Claudia. We're back.
So maybe play the game a little bit better. Save more money. And I probably wouldn't give as many of my stories out to interviews and just would have put it all in a book and wrote a bestseller, because I have a lot of information that I still have not talked about, and I think I need to still do that.
Wait, Claudia, speaking of that, you used to be friends with Nelly, right?
Yeah, we were cool. We worked together.
So, you know, T.I., I mean, you know, him and Tiny are in trouble, and now they're saying, some girl named Jane Doe is saying that Nelly... She was forced to have sex with Nelly, and that he was aggressive. Do you believe that?
I heard that story. I don't know. I don't know, like, why Tiny and T.I. would force a girl to have sex with Nelly. Like, I don't. But I also don't want to speak on a victim if she really, if something did happen. So I really don't want to touch that one, honestly. I don't. I need more backstory on that.
She didn't want to touch it either, but was allegedly forced to.
You know, Jason Lee.
Sharon's here.
Oh, sure.
What's up, Sharon?
Hey, Claudia.
How you doing?
I don't have a question. I just want to say that I love you. I support you. And I think it's something that I say all the time about me. You're either going to like me or hate me. There's no fucking in between. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case with you. And I think that when somebody doesn't like you because the hate is so strong, that is why all the stories come out and all the aggressiveness plays in. So I just want to tell you, keep doing your thing. You've been doing your thing, even when damn horse face Nene came at you, and you're still doing your thing. And so work it out, girl.
I'll fuck with you too. Thank you.
Claudia, Sharon is on Bigo. Sharon is okay. Let me show you why they don't like Sharon. Go ahead.
Oh, you ready? No. Oh, okay. Well, let's tune into the messy report. Okay. Let's go in and let's start in with Chrissy Teigen. Really, who is Chrissy Teigen? You got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? This is a square-faced, jolly green giant, okay, that was probably in her feelings about the way that she looked, which is why she decided to go off on somebody else. However, okay, we do not accept bullies. And although you are married to a black man, bitch, you are still not in the cookout. You are at the front door waiting to get into the backyard. So tread lightly. Chrissy Teigen. Now, as far as Little Reese, nigga, if you done got shot 9 times and now your ass done got shot again, you are obviously doing something fucking wrong. And if you are going to be a crook, be a good crook, bitch. Don't steal some square, cheap ass car. Now you done got shot, used up one of your lives, and bitch, you ain't got nothing to show for it. Come on, I'm going to need you to be a little smarter. I don't feel sorry for you. Niggas are getting shot every day. I need you to be a better crook. Now, with the PPV. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why Blue got shot. Blue got shot because bitches is mad. We out here trying to get fucking loans and getting denied, and bitch, you got a PPV, and then you're sitting there and capping, therefore you got capped, bitch. So pay the people back their money. Okay, Lamar Odom. After Claudia, let's just keep it real. He went downhill. That's why he was with Khloe, the ugly duckling Kardashian. Okay? He never recovered. Now, do I feel bad for his baby mama? No, bitch, I don't feel sorry for you. You know the reason why? Because you should have been handling your business and not depending on the check, because you knew when that nigga was musty and sweaty because he was snorting coke and fucking on you that he wasn't going to be able to pay child support. Bitch, you knew it. So you fucked and thought you was going to get paid, and instead you fucked and got even. That's your dumbass, you stupid asshole. Now, and I said what I had to say about Claudia. So remember, there is nothing too messy for the messy report, and we cover the mess so you don't have to stress. That's all, Jason. I try to follow in my king's footsteps, Claudia. The king of B-Girl. I try to follow in his footsteps.
Claudia, you have to have a ride or die who can sum up all the things you want to say in one breath and still not get canceled for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I missed that freedom when I was on like Foxhole, where you could just say that kind of stuff. And now I got to be all worried about corporate and I can't say this and that one's going to be mad.
Claudia. Me and Sharon are creating something called the Daily Read on Bego. You have to get into it. We're going to talk tonight. I'm gonna put you on your Bego bag. Okay.
Okay. I need a bag because I want to buy some more real estate.
Sharon, you are definitely gonna get me sued one day, and I'm okay with that.
She is good. She's good.
She's great. Oh, girl, you gotta turn on your mic. Hold on, let me turn on your mic. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, hi Claudia. Hey Jason. So Claudia, I do want to thank you for sharing what you said about your depression, because honestly, it's a lot of people that suffer from depression and anxiety, and other people do not understand it because they don't go through it. Like, it literally feels like your heart is about to burst out of your chest. So I just want to thank you for sharing it, and I want to just give you your props for getting over it, because you are very beautiful. And you are very successful, so don't ever, ever count yourself out. Now, I do want to say something about Lil Reese, and this is all I have to say. I don't care that he got shot. You went out there and stole somebody's car. What did you think that was going to happen? You want to be in the street so bad. What the fuck did you think that was going to happen? You're not going to go take somebody's property and think you ain't going to get no repercussions. Unfortunately, this was a shot. I mean, you should have known about it. You got shot plenty of times before.
I don't know who Little Reese is. I'm old, maybe. Is he real young? Is he young?
Yeah. And he keep getting shot. You're doing something wrong.
That part. Stop stealing cars. What? We still stealing cars in 2021? All this PPP money out in these streets?
And SRT's at that. Who does that? All right, what's up, Bone?
Who's stealing cars still?
So first off, I want to tell Claudia, you are extremely beautiful.
Thank you.
I saw you with a friend on a trip, Amber, Wanye's wife.
Yes.
I saw you in those pictures. I was like, she looks so familiar. A reason that you should come to Bego is, did you see the clip earlier?
When they were all fighting?
Oh my God. That is, yesterday's show was the life of Bego. Like, when I say the shenanigans, it is so, so fun over there. You have to come.
You know what? Jason, you said you'll do like a welcome.
I got you. And we're going to figure it out.
Al Reynolds said he'll come do it with me too. And I'm trying to get Funky to come do it too.
Telling you, that would be, we're gonna work it out. It's gonna be, it'll work. Okay,
thank you.
I'm gonna see you on Bego in a minute. All right, let's take a phone call. Callers, there's no phone calls. Oh, so we don't.
Why
have
am I cringing every time? Like, I feel like one of your viewers is gonna cuss me out. Like, I'm like this every time.
Listen, the Gag Nation is cool. They show love to everybody that comes on the show. And you know, I don't ambush people with like people. That ain't our vibe over here. Now, if you do some fuck shit, you come over here. They absolutely are coming for you. We did have somebody, the cussing pastor. They ripped his ass apart. That was a little different, but that nigga crazy. So we can't take no calls. Oh, nobody called it. Oh, okay, because they all thought we not. Oh, because last week we didn't take callers, remember?
Or somebody says, Dara Cam says, please let me talk. In who? the chat on the side of StreamYard.
Well, she has to get in the studio. Hold on, let me clear the studio and see. Go ahead and request to come in. I'm kicking some people out. Dara, what's up?
Hey, Dara.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Dara?
Hey, Jason. First of all, I love your show. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you're so gorgeous. Claudia, I love you. And I watch the show not just for Funky. I watch the show for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so I had a couple of points, and this is my first time. So that's what's up, right?
You know it's your first time.
I know, but I'm going to get it. So don't do that. I don't do this. This is my I'm ever doing this, okay? I actually got dressed to come on here. Ooh, I was in my little robe and stuff, and I was like, okay, wait a minute, he might pick me. So
you're virgin.
Yeah. Right. I am a virgin. First of all,
me and Claudia were a long time ago. I said that's okay. Me and Claudia were virgins a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cleaned it up. I see.
Well, y'all done growed up a lot. I wanted to say something because Jason was like, oh, you had poor pussy management. Well, I'm sorry, you said poor vagina management.
And yeah.
I think I've been guilty too, but it's okay because you always have your self-respect and, you know, it is what it is. Now, hoe is life and what the hell do I know? Because I'm divorced with 3 children and don't get child support, but my children are very well taken care of. So you got to do that.
Wait, I did have
some notes, Jason. Can I say something?
Wait, who's your ex-husband, Lamar Odom?
No, but
he's a ball player. Ball player?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just not worthy.
Not worthy. Got it.
Dumb shit when we young.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. What did you want to speak on?
First of all, Sharon already pretty much got all my damn notes because that Chrissy Teigen. First of all, she is always coming at people, but she's damn just weird looking and nobody was ever really checking for her until she got with John. So, you know, that's what that is. The rappers that's killing people, first of all, everybody needs to stop doing that, okay? And then Jason, you said that Eazy-E died from AIDS, but that's allegedly, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to point that out.
Hold on, girl. Okay, this is Gagging with Jason Lee. So sometimes you gotta slow down a little bit. I was walking down the street eating a supersonic pop and heard that the nigga got AIDS. The nigga has been, it's been in a movie that he got AIDS. He died in the movie. You must have slept with him backstage at Summer Jam one summer and you must have made it through. So you trying to clean up your tracks. Because you know, we all heard, when we heard the nigga, like when I heard a nigga had, what was the disease I said I caught before? Not syphilis.
Chlamydia.
Okay, yeah. When I caught chlamydia, you know, I was like, no, that nigga didn't have chlamydia. When I knew deep down in my soul that nigga had chlamydia. So we got to stop it. If you slept with Eazy, go ahead and talk about it right now.
I will say this to her point. There is rumors about, and I'll be real quick. There was a whole controversy with Eazy-E and George Bush inviting him to the White House. They say there was a connect about, you know, bringing crack cocaine to the West Coast. And they do say that he was injected. There's a conspiracy theory saying that he didn't go out there and earn that HIV, that he was injected with it. That's
what that submission was. He had a pregnant woman that she didn't have it, nor did her child have it when he died. But that's exactly what I was talking about.
So Magically didn't give it to Cookie. There are situations where people have gone through that and I caught it. I'm not an AIDS specialist, thank God I ain't got it. But listen, let me just say this. That nigga had it. I don't know that George Bush killed Eazy-E. I'm not even opening that up here on this show. I've never heard that. Y'all are not going to get my show banned on YouTube because y'all said that. Matter of fact, you just a little too dangerous. No. Is there a phone call? Bring the call in. That girl trying to get a president.
It was really my fault. It wasn't her fault. It was mine. I'll take responsibility for that.
Yeah, but you know what we do? We always use people as scapegoats. Hello?
What's up, Jason? What's up, Claudia? It's Betsy.
What's up, Betsy?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Claudia, it was amazing. You basically are a testimony for what you said about your depression and going through what you went through and you know, and being able to overcome that. So I wanted to thank you for that. I also wanted to speak on Portia. It's kind of obvious why she was hating on you, because she seems just like a hater, and you can't, like, basically trust her around anybody, obviously not your man. She seems like, you know, she tries to get what people have. So I don't know. I don't trust that bitch. And I wanted to comment on Blue, which I don't understand what's going on with this PPP loans, but it's just ridiculous to me that these people are taking out these loans and like someone like Blue to go buy a Ferrari. And yet after this PPP loan is done, you're not going to be able to afford your damn fucking payments, which don't make no sense to me. So I just really wanted to just express that. Sharon, basically, you know how she do. She's done. She blow up the whole show with what she got to say. So she already said what I had in mind. But I just wanted to say that, Claudia, this was an awesome interview. We thank you.
Thank you so much. I love the positivity. Y'all making my day for real today. Seriously.
And Betsy is on Bigo too. Thank you, Betsy. Okay, Weedy Poo. Weedy Poo, yes. Are you smoking?
No, I'm not anymore. But I was hoping you was gonna bring me back, because I did want to say I appreciate Claudia for coming on the show and everything, and you were more interesting than I thought. I'm sorry, like
you said what?
I said you're more interesting than I thought.
Oh, thank you.
Weedy Poo, have you ever seen her show with Vivica Fox? Lisa Ray? That show is
no,
that
I didn't see that one. I watched the one with Funky Dineva and the other guy.
That's because you messy, Weedy Poo, and you just want to be a mess all the time.
No. Not all the time. Now,
she's funny. I like her.
I had my moment.
No, we all do. Listen, so on Monday nights on Fox Soul, Queens, the Queens, it's my favorite show on Fox Soul, second to mine, of course. But it's with Claudia. She hosts the show and moderates the show with Vivica Fox, Lisa Ray, and Selena Johnson. I've been on the show. That's how I announced my show on Fox Soul. And I think it's the best show on the network. You know, you have four people who have different opinions. Lisa Ray's going to always hurt people's feelings. She hurt the Bratz feelings on the show. Claudia stirred that up. You know, Vivica. Lisa Ray got to play with Nicki Minaj on the show. Vivica Fox came for 50 Cent. Selena, she's a sweetheart and smart as fuck. Like, they're all messy in different ways. And then on Friday, they're really fucking messy. At least Dineva and Claudia. Y'all got to watch the show, because what y'all be missing is Claudia stirs people up. She winds them up, and then she sets them out to act a goddamn fool.
I kind of felt like that tonight when I was watching you tonight. Yeah, I can see that you stirred the pot a little bit.
You know, I like to call myself mischievous, but with a good heart, a lovable asshole.
Okay.
I don't mean no harm, except the motherfuckers that talk shit to me.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Get him, girl.
I like your name, Weedy Poo.
Thank you.
Wait, Weedy Poo, let me ask you a question. Would you trust Portia with your man?
Hell no. No. Who knows? You know better than that. I would, how she always beating somebody down. I have a stick, a big stick. Uh huh. For real. I took it out on somebody before. Not too long ago. Yep.
I can't wait to pull you. You're going to end up in jail. I'm like, I'm going
to say can you give me the charger?
Hey, Calypso, can you talk?
I'm sorry to be yelling in your phone computer. Hi.
Baby.
Oh, hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Can you give me the charger for my computer?
Do you have a light? Do you have a ring light or some light?
Yeah, it's on the side somewhere. You want me to move it?
No, go ahead. You bring it a little bit to the front. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hi, Claudia.
How are you?
I just wanted to say your truth is enlightening and your honesty is very refreshing.
Thank you.
I feel like real honesty hurts a lot of people because they're used to being lied to. I don't, you know, people get mad at me because I tell the truth. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think that you throw shade. I think you throw the sun and it burns whoever it burns. I think you shed light on a lot of stuff. I don't think you throw shade. I think she sheds light and people scared to look at it.
I love this lady. Babe, come on.
Also, do you remember me? I was at the Crenshaw Mall with you and T-Boz and...
Did you perform on stage?
Yes, I won that day. I actually won that day.
Oh my God. That was a fun ass say hi.
It was really fun. It was so fun that day. But I really wanted to say to you that, you know, I think you're very enlightening. I really do. I think that your honesty is refreshing. You know.
Okay, it was long-winded for me. I can't, like, thank you. You performed.
I was a judge, and that day, I was extremely shady as a panelist, and it was so fun, but she won that thing. She did it.
You're shady. You've been shady tonight. Like,
what do you mean? When was I shady? What did I say shady? I was very classy about the NeNe situation. I resisted all temptation to go in on Ricky Smiley. I didn't say a lot more than I could have said about Portia. I could have said a whole lot more, and I did not. I have showed amazing restraint for all the attacks.
You said that Ricky Smiley has church dresses.
He does. But he does, though. That's
a fact is not shade. You're right. You're right. Okay. Claudia, listen, I'm going to let you go so we can enjoy our jobs at Fox Soul. If you guys can catch Claudia every Monday and Friday over at Fox Soul. Like I said, I think she has the best show on the network. Mondays, was it 6 p.m., right?
They changed to 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 on the East Coast.
7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Friday is the 7, same time?
Yep, 7 and 10.
7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check it out. Go to foxhole.tv.
This is fun. We work well together. Let's make some money together.
Listen, we should have. You know, I just don't. I mean, we don't trust each other enough to really get in real business. You know what I mean?
Listen, when it comes to money, let's put that aside, Jason. And you should trust me. I'm an amazing person.
You are. You know I do. But the thing about you is, when we get together, it is magic, but it is also very dangerous because there's no guardrails. You know what I mean?
There's no system of checks and balances. It's kind of like a meth addict and a crackhead going to Vegas for the weekend with a pocket full of money and an HIV negative status. And we just go off. We just go balls on the wall. I get it, Jason.
And an active Twitter account. We've been there.
Let's not get into that. That was very traumatic for me.
All right. Bye, Claudia. Okay. Listen.
Are we doing Bigos? You'll set me up? I'm trying to make this Bigos.
I'm going
to
text you when I get off of here. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Gag Nation. Is that gagging for like gagging or like gagging?
Hang up on her. Hang up. I love Claudia Jordan. Okay, look, I'm about to go over to Bigo for a little bit, but right now it's time for thoughts and prayers. All right, clap in the background. Yo, and fuck YouTube, okay? YouTube, you fucked up, and this shit better post to YouTube. Is the whole video going to post to YouTube? Is it back live?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Is this live on YouTube right now, live? Yeah. Oh, okay. Listen, change can be terrifying. It's the fear of not knowing what's coming next that can really fuck with your mind. I mean, I've had my moments of fighting things that I know were inevitable to change, and I had to learn to embrace it. I mean, moving on from one chapter to the next and writing on a blank page can be intimidating. I mean, Staring at the open space and not knowing what words to write in the book of life can be very overwhelming. But the great thing about it is you hold the pen. You can write and create whatever narrative you want. You want to start over? Now's the time to do it. No better person to be than the author and narrator of this chapter than you. So embrace the small changes in your life and start to craft how you want your fairy tale to end. This is the end of this show. And so that's it. And look, we're back next Tuesday. I don't know who the guest is going to be, but I'll have somebody. And look, I'm going to Aruba tomorrow. So you already know I'm going to be putting pictures up of me and my boo. But I want to make sure that you're following us on all platforms, not just YouTube, because when the shit goes down, you need to be able to switch over to Facebook. This is key. And this is why I'm going to start pressing us to go and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you're going to HollywoodUnlocked.com and that you're registering for our daily newsletter. Make sure that you're also streaming us, because as much as this is a live show, we're also a podcast and we put a lot of shit on there. Now, look, you know, I know y'all keep asking for my phone number. Here it is so you can keep in touch. Weedy Poo texts me all the time, 310-388-6463. Make sure you lock it in. I see Claudia's here. I'm about to make her hang up so I can go over to Bego and sign her up. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,